to women with children at home. They want to send something really powerful and creative. So they want something really compelling and personal.
We've heard about new media for so long, seems about time to take the word new off the name. But not if you ask NewsGator or Visria. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech News. John Furrier, Michael Johnson, and Steve Wilhelm take a look at new media at the 2006 Demo Conference in Phoenix, Arizona.
Are you going to ambush me?
We're here with Greg with NewsGator at Demo. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, John.
So what are you guys showing today? I mean, you guys are a great company, but just give us a quick overview of what you're showing.
We're actually launching our publisher solution, or what we call NewsGator hosted solution. What it's all about is it allows you as a publisher to actually integrate a whole RSS experience right into your website. So basically your users can come, they can subscribe to content, and they can actually view it right there on your site. You're not losing people, you're not losing visitors to other aggregators like My Yahoo or NewsGator Online or something like that. You're actually keeping people right there on your site, building loyalty, and actually recommending content for them as well.
Are you aggregating the aggregators? I mean, a lot of people have open subscriptions, and then the aggregators make the subscriptions easier to deal with. Now you have more aggregators. It's another level of abstraction of complexity, right? How do you see that?
Well, you can look at it that way. But really, we're just allowing publishers to, you know, kind of bring that aggregation experience right onto their own site.
So can you give me an example?
Some of the announcements we made are Newsweek, Macworld, and we actually have a major publisher that's going to go live tomorrow. So that'll be pretty cool, and you'll see it on stage at the demo.
Okay, and they're pulling in external feeds?
External feeds and their own content as well. So all in one fell swoop, they're getting a personalization experience for their users, plus pulling in third-party content from bloggers or other publishers.
I'm Mike Tatonghi, CEO of Visery Corporation.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started with this. And I used to be with Microsoft's .NET platform and the eHome division as well, right?
That's correct. I was one of the co-founders on .NET, on the .NET effort, and also started the eHome division at Microsoft.
So how does that qualify you to take this to the next level with helping people to organize their photographs from their phones?
You know, actually, when I started eHome, the challenge there for me was making access to consumer content easy for people. So their videos, their pictures, their music. And when I left Microsoft in 2003, and I was at a party, I had just gotten a camera phone, took a picture of somebody, and they said, "Can I get that picture?" So I thought, well, you know, I was a distinguished engineer and a technical vice president at Microsoft, and I thought, should be easy. So I start clicking around on the phone, and actually after a while I decided, you know, if it's this hard for me, I did eventually get it to him, if it's this hard for me, it's just impossible, it's broken. Just didn't work. So that was the time when I decided this needed to be solved, and I felt like I was the right person to solve that, or the right person to start something, bring people in and help me solve it. We just launched today, actually, and so the site is now available. The trial is available at visery.com. What people are doing with it, our focus is getting photos from where people capture them to where they keep them. People are doing that at first, and then what we're finding with our beta testers is once they get them to where they actually want them to be, typically on their PC, sometimes on the service, on the web, they want to share them with people. After they start sharing them, people start thinking, you know, I'd like to customize that, put in some themes, maybe make it, you know, choose colors and those kinds of things without having to be technical at all. And then people are saying, well, we've got blogging as well. Maybe I'll get on there and start writing a little story about the pictures I've taken. So it really starts with just shoot a picture.
Let us know the site again.
www.visria.com. That's VIZREA.com.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking with Mike Tatonghi, who is the president and CEO of Visria. And good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
We're here at the Yahoo booth. Will?
Aldrich.
Yahoo Photos. Tell us what you guys got here. I mean, everyone knows Yahoo, obviously. Number one portal on the planet. What are you showing here?
So we're here showing the new Yahoo Photos beta. So Yahoo Photos is the world's largest photo site, number one, 30 million unique users last month. We figured, you know, what better way to celebrate our success than by starting over with a brand new product. I'm sort of kidding, but the big themes that we're showing in the new Yahoo Photos beta are, first off, the elegance and power of a desktop UI on the web for the first time. And so if you've played the new Yahoo Mail beta, we think that this is going to do for your photos what that does for your mail.
Yeah, so it's very Ajax-y, right?
It's Ajax is pretty heavily used in the application. It works across both Mac and PC, across any browser. You don't have to install anything fancy. But once you start using it, you've got drag and drop, just like you would on the desktop. You've got inline editing, so you don't have to reload the page if you want to change the name of your photo. So second big theme, capitalizing on the success of Flickr with tagging to bring metadata and tagging to the mass market audience.
So how is this different than Flickr, or is it Flickr repackaged?
Flickr and Photos will continue to be independent products for the future, and what we're showing here is actually incorporating some of the best concepts of Flickr, but bringing them out to a mass market audience to make it a little bit simpler.
So Flickr will still be around, right?
Yes.
The Flickr community, okay.
Absolutely. And we love that community, and we love what they do. And
this is an extension of Flickr. They're segmented differently, right?
It's a different market segment, absolutely. And so this is much more targeted at kind of the wired mom, or more of the mass consumer, rather than the
alpha geeks.
Early adopter, alpha geek, yeah. So what we're saying is tagging, it's not just for geeks anymore.
Yeah.
And
tagging works.
Tagging is a pretty powerful idea, and we think that by exposing tags via things like smart albums, let you do dynamic playlists of photos that, based on your tags or your ratings of photos, you can go in and actually include photos from your friends' collection in those smart albums too. So, pretty fun ways to use your tags and your metadata that we think will make a lot of sense.
So, what are you showing here on the screen? You mentioned it's a real robust desktop environment. What do you got?
So, here in the All Photos view, we see all the pictures in our collection, no matter what album they're in. Of course, I can go back and look at my albums if
and
I want.
People upload them. Yahoo's got storage. They provide storage for users, right?
Exactly.
No cost.
It's got free, unlimited storage. All that we ask is that you log into Yahoo once every 6 months.
Unlimited storage?
That's correct. So here...
Whoa, that is very cool. You just drag them all down. Very Ajax-y. Nice.
And then I've dragged them and dropped them into this tray where I can visualize my selection. Now, if I scroll down here, I scroll away from my tray, I can select more photos... My tray comes down to meet me. So this is...
That is so cool. All right, so there's a lot of interaction on the screen. So it's completely static. Screen is gone. Which has been a big complaint from users. I select it, then I got to hit the scroll bar. I lose my select. It deselects, and I got to go back and select again, which is a pain in the ass.
Exactly. So this gives you not only drag and drop, but also persistence. So your selection stays with you if you go from one page to the next.
Yeah. The misclick. I mean, that is such an unproductive thing.
I know.
The misclick.
It's a disaster. So in addition to the drag and drop stuff that we're showing here, and we can just clear our selection by blowing it away, we can hover over the name of a photo, click, type a new name. This is a photo of Target, the Target dog, whose name is Bullseye. So we just renamed it, and boom, no reload. The rename has been done right in line. So in addition to this, we can go down, add a tag to a photo in line, no reload. Then we can actually see, let's actually take a look at the tag cloud. This is similar to a thing that you actually see in Flickr. So this is actually showing the larger tags are ones that are appear more frequently in my account. So we'll click on the Demo God tag. So here I can show you how to save as a smart album. Now, in addition to smart albums, you can see here we've got our friends' photos. We can link down and look at our friends' photos.
It's kind of very 360-like in a way,
absolutely.
Sharing. Kind of Yahoo 360 way.
Once you're there, you can add comments. You can add tags if you want to help your friends organize their pictures. And then, in addition to your friends' photos, we can launch Yahoo Messenger's blockbuster photo sharing feature, which has been a big success recently. And right from the site immediately. So your community, the way you want it, beyond the browser.
Final word. What's the bumper sticker for Yahoo Photos? What do you tell people out there?
Making it easier every day.
Easier every day. Simplicity.
Yep, it's got to be easy.
So, photos.yahoo.com.
That's exactly right. Go to photos.yahoo.com, sign up for a free account, unlimited storage, beautiful prints that you can pick up in an hour from Target.
Unlimited storage, totally cool. So the only caveat is they got to sign up for Yahoo, right?
That's right.
All right.
It's very easy.
Will, thanks a lot for the podcast.
Hi, this is Steve Wilhelm with modtech.net, and we're here at Demo in Arizona. And we're talking with Smilebox, and this is Yannis Dosios.
That's right.
And we've been looking at their product called Smilebox. Why don't you give us a little explanation of what you're demonstrating today?
So Smilebox is a new product that's in the creative messaging space. So there's a lot of services out there today that focus on
helping you find, organize, and share your photos or blog with them, for example. What Smilebox does is it helps you take one step further with your photos. Take them and create something really personal and powerful with them. So what we do is we take your photos, we combine them with very high quality animated designs. We'll help you personalize them with your photos, your music, your word, and your style. And then we'll help you share them via email or print. I can show you a number of examples. You can't see it on your program, but it's really a much more creative and personal way.
So I'll describe it a little bit. It looks like a customized application you download to your PC.
That's correct.
Highly stylized. There's lots of different templates. It looks like perfect for someone who's a scrapbook enthusiast. And then they just place their pictures or photos in the pre-existing template.
That's correct. A very animated and beautiful expression of the photos. Our primary target, if I may add here, is women with children at home who are really the main communicator for the family. They want to send something really powerful and creative.
I wanted to touch on that point because I think you might be the only application here at Demo that is targeting that demographic.
It is. I think we are. I haven't seen any other company here do this. The interesting thing with that demographic is that they currently have an unmet need. 60% of them are primarily attaching photos on emails. That's the way they communicate their photos, and they have lots of photos to share. But 57% of them, based on our quantitative research, say that they're either very, very or somewhat dissatisfied with that experience. They want something really compelling and personal. Can I add just one more thing for your listeners? One of the areas I'm most excited about is how we're going to bring content to this audience. We're creating some content ourselves, but very importantly, we're partnering with leaders in the field to create Smilebox designs for us. Madison Park Greetings is a leading greeting supplier, Making Memories, a very big scrapbooking provider. All of them are exclusively creating content for us, and we're increasing those partnerships as we go along. We will also be announcing at Flash Forward, it's a Flash developer conference later this month, that we'll be providing a kit for Flash developers to create Flash-based content for Smilebox so that the women that we create content to can really keep their content very fresh and exciting all the time.
All right, and that's I've been talking with Giannis at Smilebox.
Thank you very much. It's
a pleasure.
You.
Sean, we're here at Booth 19. You're with BroadRamp. What are you guys showing?
We are a content delivery system, new technology that allows you to take multiple formats in large sizes and deliver it on the internet without needing to install any third-party applications or anything more than a browser and 100K worth of internet access, worth of bandwidth to deliver it.
So media files these days, video, podcasts, are all big fat files, and download speeds are kind of a pain in the butt. Where's that all going?
Well, actually goes out of the window with us because we don't care about terms including streaming, downloading, buffering, caching, codecs, media player this, media player that. We don't care about any of that.
How does your system work?
It's a thin client technology that allows us to put content on a server and deliver it to the end user in 1 or 2 seconds anywhere in the world, despite its format and size. For example, we can take 100 gigs worth of video, convert it with our system, put it online. There is no proprietary format. There is no players. You open a browser, click on the content. It opens in 1 or 2 seconds anywhere in the world at 100K worth of access.
Do you care what device? Can you do it on mobile devices?
Absolutely.
Can you do it on browsers?
We are a technology-neutral technology in a way.
So talk about like who you're targeting. You're targeting like producers of media, networks of media. What's your business strategy there?
Pretty much any content provider, content distributor in a way. Content is king as we all know it.
Yeah.
But in the same token, everybody concentrate on content and it ends up with a certain player or a certain format or a certain device. We're basically a technology neutral. We'd like to take content, put it out there where everybody can get to see it. You don't need all these mundane applications to actually play with the content, meaning if you give me a PDF, a PowerPoint, a video, and an audio file, we threw it on the net right now. How many players would you need to actually play all of that?
How big is the client?
On the end user, that is the fascinating part of the technology. You do not need to install anything, meaning the content magically appears. The first couple of frames of each piece of our content actually has the technology embedded.
So I'm a user. I don't have to download anything?
Nothing. You don't have to download a plugin, use it.
So
you can use any
browser. Do you guys deploy this?
We basically take the content. We put it on our server on our side of the house. The whole content is converted and delivered to the browser automatically.
So broadramp.com, they can find out more information?
Yes, sir.
Your managed service?
Broadramp.com is our main server.
Okay,
yes,
we are here with Sean Darwish,
yes,
BroadRamp Inc. What's your role in the company?
I'm the founder of the technology and the chief technology officer right now.
The man who knows the most about the technology, John Darwish with Broadband. Congratulations, great product.
Hi, I'm Vince Zagari with Vivid Sky. I'm the Information Technology Director for the company. We're building out the Skybox, which brings the power of the fans back into the stands.
So what is a Skybox? I see that you've got a device on, a couple of other fellows have devices. What does this stuff do?
Well, let me go back to what we're doing is we're renting portable PC devices like iPac or a device such as you see like this built by TDS. What it does is it runs an application that will provide you the ability to look at statistical information, game rule information, video replays, order concessions, or actually interface and correspond with other people that have these devices in the stands. Link up with your fantasy sports leagues, do a lot of different application on the device. If you rent the device from us, it's going to be $15 for a game. If you use your own device, it'll be $3 or $4 to rent the content for the period of the game.
Would these be available at stadiums, possibly?
Absolutely. We're looking for our first funding to build out a prototype in any type of venue, whether it be baseball, football, basketball, NASCAR, golf. Targeting mostly the major leagues, though, because a lot of the venues have been built out with wireless networks already, and we want to tap into that infrastructure to deliver the content to the seats.
Okay. So how would a fan use this? They walk into the game, they're interested, you know, they're a real stats person, they see the Vivid Sky box there, and they see Skybox. What do they do next?
Well, what we do is we get their credit card number and their driver's license to get information about that person. So as they use the device multiple times, we build up a database about how they're using the system, if they're using it for concessions, if they're using it specifically for stats, and then we can push information that's interesting to them on a game-by-game basis. Once we have that information, they're able to make purchases because we have their credit card number from the concessions, and what we're going to use is not-for-profit groups to deliver the actual concessions to the seats. So the local Little League, the local scouting organizations, they can actually bring the things out to your seat. And so we could add our customers, the sports fans, can add gratuities onto these groups to actually participate in a not-for-profit organization to give fees.
And they do all that through the Skybox.
And they do it all through the Skybox.
Yeah. And when is Skybox going to be launching?
We're hoping to launch the Skybox in 2006. We're looking for some seed capital to build out our prototype network and a friendly owner.
And if people want to find out a little bit more about the Skybox and about Vivid Sky, where would they go?
VividSkyCo.com.
Okay, great. I've been speaking with Vince Zagari, who is in charge of information systems for Vivid Sky and makers of the Skybox, probably soon to be at a stadium near you. Good luck with the product.
Thank you very much.